Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know, we were talking before we came out to Oxnard, California for Cowboys camp, and they gave us a wish list. Who do y'all want? Dak, Zeke, who's your number one pick? Who do you most want to interview? Skin and I both said in unison, we want DeMarcus Lawrence.
Hank!
And I'll be damned, we hit the D-Law Lotto. Tank Lawrence joins us right now. How you
What's
doing,
up?
Man?
Yeah!
Hey, man. How you doing?
We're stoked. We're super excited about this. And the other day, and we're not going to ask you the same questions everybody asks you. We're going to go in some different directions. But you did have an answer that we loved. I think we were reading it in a rental car, and we like high-fived over the answer at some point. And that was, everybody's asking you about Zeke, and you're like, what advice would you give Zeke? And you're like, I'll give you advice. All right, so what did you say to him? You said, I'll give you some advice, and what was it?
You know, I was just laying a little advice on him, you know, letting him know, like, stay out of another man's business. It's not my job, you know, to count Zeke's money or, you know, anybody's money. My job is to come out here and, you know, focus on my craft and get better. So I let Zeke handle his business. He's a grown man. He done been in the league for a little while now, so he understands, you know, the rules and regulations and, you know, how it fits into his game. So, you know, Zeke can do his thing.
Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about how you feel physically, moving towards being ready for the start of the season. You know, I know today was an off day for you. Where are you at right now?
Today wasn't an off day for me. I got some work in early practice, and you know, when we go back to walkthroughs, I, you know, do some more work. But feeling good. You know, getting my arm back underneath me, my legs back underneath me, and you know, working on my craft still. You know, I have everybody out here, you know, studying my moves and stuff. So my main thing right now is to focus on me getting better, me getting faster, stronger, you know, bigger. So that's all I'm worried about.
Is there a timetable for you that you feel like you're going to land both feet and be ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I'll be ready by the first game. You know, I had a, you know, successful all season. My training staff and, you know, weight room staff has been doing a wonderful job helping me with my rehab and recovery. So I feel like I'll be ready by the first week.
You know, when you first got here, we didn't know you extremely well and early on as time went. And then we got to know you a little bit. You're an intimidating guy because you're a quarterback killer.
Right.
You're one of the biggest guys, one of the fastest, quickest guys. And just by nature, it's an aggressive position. So we were a little intimidated to talk to you. When we started interacting with you, we were like, good Lord, this dude's funny as hell, man. And so I feel like we got to see glimpses of that over time, and even you just on Instagram. I love you and Tyrone Crawford riding your bikes to work and encouraging people to be physically fit. I feel like you've kind of been, for one of the best players in the entire league, you've been a bit of a secret. And do you have a theory on why that's been?
I mean, you know, everybody picks their, you know, top or whatever. I'm not worrying about being nobody's favorite.
Except you are ours, though.
Yeah, I really don't care. I don't lose sleep over that. You know, I lose sleep when I don't get to hit a person in the mouth every day. You know? So, you know, that's what I focus my game on, being relentless and tough and, you know, physical on each point of contact. It don't matter how much you weigh or who you are. you know, if you line up on the other side, you're ready to get some work.
See, there's the hot boys, and I feel like within the hot boys, there's a subset, but it's the leader, and it's the Boise State boys. Because you and Tyrone, I feel like, are at the top of the pyramid just from leading that group. So I'd love to hear about how your relationship with Tyrone has developed from the day you walked into the door to where you guys are now with the whole D-line.
You know, it was sweet, you know, being able to come in and, you know, play with another Boise guy, a blue-collar guy that don't been through the same work as you, and, you know, now you know, coming to the league, and, you know, you have that person to lean on and, you know, show you the craft and show you the way to work. You know, like 2 or 3 years ago, you know, Tyrone was asking me what was I doing in the offseason, you know, to help me, you know, be fresh and, you know, get strong and stuff. I was like, man, Boise, you know, we ain't had no car. I always, you know, have to ride my bikes. He was like, all right, we riding bikes every day, you know, and, you know, that's what helped elevate my game, you know, working, you know, riding the bike before practice and then after practice to flush out the legs. It's a good workout for you. So
yeah, that's fun. We watch those videos. They're a lot of fun, and I don't think people realize, though, those are Dallas Cowboys defensive linemen riding their bikes out there. But let's talk about the piece of that about, like, your connection with fans. Like, you don't care about being a favorite. You don't care about all that. But you had a sincere relationship there, honest relationship with your followers, and you were encouraging them in other parts of their life. You know, how do you approach that?
Say it again.
Like, you were talking about, you were encouraging folks, like, to get out there and be fit. You're like, man, you don't have to go run a marathon. Just get out of the house and stuff like that. And why is that important to you, to connect with people?
Yes, because for me, I have kids, and I already know, you know, how the game system or, you know, the internet and, you know, phones can do you. So, you know, I live through this era where, you know, phones and media can, you know, take over instead of you, you know, getting out to learn your body or getting out to think to yourself. Like, if you don't have no time to think to yourself, you ain't going to know, you know, what you can become or who you want to be. You're going to sit here and think, oh, I see Kim Kardashian, I want to be her.
Right.
No, you got to be yourself. You can't be another, you know, Kim Kardashian or whoever you might see on, you know, social media. So that's why I try to, you know, encourage people to, you know, get out the house, step out your comfort zone, and, you know, feel yourself and, you know, learn more about yourself.
How old are your kids now?
13, 8, and 5.
Wow, okay, so the 13, so he and I both have teenagers, right? Yeah. My daughter's 14 going in ninth grade. That's some tricky stuff right there, man.
You know, just being able to talk to other fathers. Charles Haley gave me some good advice, you know, yesterday. She slams the door, you take the door away. She sneaks out the house, she sleeps with a blanket and a pillow, no bed, you know. So, you know, you have to, you know, show that tough love, you know, because, like I said earlier, you know, you don't get out and, you know, learn more about yourself. You fall into this custom of, I want to be like this person. Oh, their parents don't care, or, oh, they get away with this. No, like, it's not going to be that same situation. So, you know, you have to, you know, show them that tough love and make them understand that, you know, any mistake that happens, it's on us.
So another one of our favorite guys to interview is Antoine Woods. We've gotten to know him a little bit, and he's a fascinating guy, fun guy. And
we were talking
about the Hot Boys because he said you guys, you have, you know, there's the Hot Boys Board of Executives or whatever that make the decisions, and you guys gave him an exemption on the necklace. He had like 2.5 sacks. Mm-hmm. Technically, y'all gave him the extra half sack. Can you walk us through what happened there and what the thinking was?
You know, like I said earlier, with Tyrone being a blue-collar guy, you know, Woody comes to work every day. He was a no-namer last year around this time. He was like, who the hell is 64? That's who he was before we know 99. So he was like, man, you know, he likes to, you know, hit. So once we, you know, became more close and learned that he was also, you know, a family man, he's married, you know, he got kids, and, you know, he's all focused on his craft. So that made it, you know, clear that, you know, he was a hot boy. You know, he's all about that thump. He's all about hitting people, you know, and he's all about, you know, being relentless, getting to the ball. And he helped us out, you know, tremendously last year, and, you know, so we gave him the chain.
Because he was short, though. What was he short, by half sack, or what was
he short, period? Yeah, little Woody, man.
Okay, but Sean Lee, we've had him on the show. Now, Sean Lee's, he loves you guys. He's very upset that he's not officially a hot boy. Where are we with him and his status?
Yeah, man, we're still working on Sean. I mean, you know, I can't make decisions by myself. You know, it's a hot boy thing, and, you know, when somebody say, well, all right, we want Sean to do this, and, you know, Sean like, nah, bro, I can't do this. I'm sorry. You know, I love y'all. I'm going to ride with y'all, but I can't do it. It's like, all right, you know. So
no necklace at that point.
Yeah, I mean, if Sean come to work, you know, and get them two sacks, you're going to have to bring it back up. You
okay,
know?
So, right.
I mean, it's still, you know, in a work in progress.
Yeah.
I love the idea of him being some sort of weird ancillary hot boy or like a lukewarm boy or I don't know what he would be over there.
You know Sean always on 10, so, you know, any chance to rile him up, you know, we're going to do that.
Okay, so this came up the other day. I had to come up here real early, and at 6:30, the rookies are in there lifting weights. Uh-huh. And they're blasting like 70s music that I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Convoy and Devil Went Down to Georgia and all this stuff. Uh-huh. And I'm like, there's no way that the players are picking that. So then I found out, was it Wojcik or whoever is blasting that in there? And Ben's like, there's no way Tank wants to listen to that when he's lifting weight. So is that just for the rookies, or do you have to listen to that stuff too?
No, nah, it's just for the rookies. I don't have to go through that, you know, that torture. You know, 70s music is all about getting your heart broke, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of truth to that.
And breaking no hearts over here. I mean, I don't want to hear about nobody's sad story. I'm in there trying to get big, you know. So if you're a rookie and you're hearing sad, it's like a downer. You don't want to, like, man, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to focus on this, you know. It's throwing all these loops, and now you have to, you know, hone into your craft and, you know, get big, you know.
Are you cool with, like, big blasting heavy metal or rap? Or, like, what do you want to only rap?
Not only rap. I mean, you know, if I'm hitting, like, my last set of bench or last set of squat, you know, I want something on that's going to turn me up. You know what I mean? Like, but other than that, man, I'm just, you know, a chill guy. Listen to some, you know, slow jams or, you know, just anything, really. You know, some Drake or whatever.
You seem to be, like, we've been doing this for a long time, and we've seen different guys at different stages get paid and change. You seem like a guy that is unchanged by any of this, which is really cool. And I think you have something wired in your DNA that just you really look forward to crushing a quarterback's soul,
right,
taking their soul, as you say. Is there a quarterback out there, like, in your mind, if I say, hey, envision a nasty hit, and is there one in your mind you'd like it that quarterback to be? Is there one quarterback you like sacking more than others, or any you dislike?
I don't dislike nobody.
Not personally.
You know, but
just like,
just being able to be out there and play the game, you know, is a dream come true. You know, I'll never want this dream to end. If I can play like Witt, you know, until I'm freaking 40, I'm going to do it. But, you know, just the main thing is just going out there having fun. And, you know, I haven't sat Tom Brady yet. I love to get a hit on him, you know, before his time is up. But, you know, it's just any person that lines up, any quarterback that wants to, you know, take the stage and, you know, try to shine on me and, you know, my teammates, then shit, we got a problem, and we're going to go handle it.
If there was a quarterback just here, like, I'm wondering if, like, hey, there's some other people here, and one of them is a quarterback, is part of you going to be like, I don't like that guy? I mean, is this in your mind? Are you thinking, not personally, but are you like, I think I'd like to hit him?
No. I mean, with most quarterbacks around me, they're mostly quiet. You know what I mean?
I think, you know, I'd be quiet.
I keep that same intensity if he was a quarterback around me.
What'd you do for Dak for his birthday?
Nothing.
He's a quarterback?
I mean, you know, Dak's well known in his profession, you know, from us as a team and, you know, from the league worldwide and from media standpoint. So I feel like Dak can, you know, handle his own birthday.
I like that. That's true. We're talking to DeMarcus
He's
Lawrence.
The quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you. D-Law on the Ben and Skin Show. Gosh, in terms of when you're not – So based on what you're saying, it sounds like you're probably not a video gamer, right?
Well, I watch this thing called Mixer. It's like other gamers playing and stuff, so I just sit back and chill, you know, watch them. Or, you know, I let the boys get on the game, play it for a little while, but my time does not consist of playing video games.
Yeah, so what do you like to do with your time when you're not playing football and you're not parenting and you're not, you know?
Well, my main thing is, you know, taking that chill time, especially around camp. We only have like 2 hours or so before we have meetings or practice or, you know, whatever the situation is. So I like to, you know, take that time to die down and, you know, basically relax myself.
What's Rod's nickname for you? Rod always has his own set of nicknames for dudes.
He called me Deke when I hit. When I'm running to the ball or, you know, getting to the quarterback, he called me the Racing Lizard.
What did you think the first time you heard that?
I was like, what the hell is a Racing Lizard? You know what I mean? But he showed me these videos. You know, I forget what the little yellow-backed lizard or the spotted lizard or whatever out there in the desert and stuff, how they be chasing after rattlesnakes and all that. So, yeah, that's what he called me, racing lizard.
That's good.
Well, like that is good. What are your thoughts on Tristan Hill?
Tristan Hill, he's a good athlete, you know, fundamentally sound, and he's still a rookie. You know, I wasn't perfect when I came in as a rookie. You know, I don't know too many rookies that is. So, yeah, he's a pretty good athlete. He's still got a lot to learn about his craft and, you know, sets and how offensive linemen are, you know, a team, and they're going to, you know, block together. So, yeah, he'll be okay, though.
What are we calling him? What does Rod call Rook?
I don't know what Rod call him. I call him Pooh Bear.
Okay. You call him Pooh Bear?
Yeah, he look like a fat Winnie the Pooh. with dreads.
That's all I'm going to be able to think about whenever I see him now.
Yeah, that's Pooh Bear, man.
Oh, that's really good. What are some of the others on the defensive line?
He called Woody on Woodshed. who else he got?
Woodshed.
What about Taco? Everybody just call Taco Taco?
Yeah, he just called Taco Taco.
It's when your name's Taco, you're gonna change that.
Yeah, I know. He called Dorrance weak arm.
Weak arm?
Because it's Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, weak arm. Who else we got? That's about it right now.
What about Malik?
Malik? Nah.
No, just nicknameless. Yeah. Who Skin asked Cheeto this the other day. Mm-hmm. If you were to hang out with somebody on the offense, who would it likely be?
On the offense.
Closest buddy on the offense or that you might go hang out with?
I don't like offense players.
Yeah. Figured. Just got time for those guys, man.
I'm sorry.
That's fun.
Please don't apologize for that. My favorite thing I've heard all week.
It's crazy when you play different positions because you always want to be around a group of guys that, you know, act like you, D-line. Like, you know, we have to be these relentless guys that, you know, anytime something's go down, we got to be the first one in the trenches. You know what I mean? So, you know, being able to be around like an offensive lineman or a running back or so, like, it's kind of different, you know, and I like to stay in my comfort zone, you know, when I can. You know, I'm already in an uncomfortable position playing this game, so when I have my off time, I like to stay in my comfort zone and just around my own people.
Yeah. You guys are here for a couple of weeks, and I'm assuming they feed you here, but how often do you get to go off-site and eat something different and good?
I mean, you have time if you have transportation. You have transportation, you can, you know, get out in Oxnard, you know, go to the taco shop down the street. It's fire. I don't know the name of it, but
some beach tacos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get you some tacos, man, and, you know, just relax. But you also have to watch your weight.
Right, yeah.
So you might want to just stay in here and eat what the nutritionists give you.
Are you good at creating nicknames?
I mean, when I need to.
Yeah.
Would you want one?
Yeah, would you give us nicknames and nicknames for us?
Really, with KT, too. And our producer.
If you see anything that stands out that you can...
I can stand. You can drink this in if you want.
Skin, that's all you is, bro.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. I mean, you're not going to call tacos something different than tacos. Skin can be skin.
I'll tell you, you ain't nothing but skin. You ain't got no bones or nothing. You're skin. Ben,
yeah.
I'm going to think of it. I'm going to get that to you.
Yeah.
What about KT?
KT? What's the damn dude name off of our Step Brothers?
Step Brothers.
Yeah, both of y'all. You too.
Yeah, nice. Y'all should go do karate in the garage.
Let's go do karate in the garage. Well, we know how in demand you are, and I don't think you do a ton of media.
Yeah.
But we're grateful that you took the time to do us, and I, you know, you keep everything so real and authentic. What is your approach when you deal with the media? What are you thinking?
First off, never lie, because once you lie, you always have to cover up a lie with another lie. So, I try to focus on, you know, just telling the truth. Tell the truth, man. You ain't got nothing else to talk about. You know what I mean? So that's how I approach it.
Well, you know. I know. We're grateful, man. This is the interview we wanted more than any, so thank you for taking the time to join us.
Ain't no problem, man. My pleasure.
Boom, there he goes. Tank Lawrence here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.